Good morning, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Morning Ag Headlines. Last week, as you may recall, I had the opportunity to join in on an inflation impact roundtable discussion hosted in Billings by U.S. Senator Steve Daines and Americans for Prosperity. One of the panel members was Montana Stock Growers Association Second Vice President Turk Stovall. He had actually just returned from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council annual D.C. fly-in and their legislative conference, where he told me there were some tough discussions had with some of the government agencies who seem to have not had a very clear message.
This just doesn't make sense what they're trying to do. You know, if we're trying to really create good sage grouse habitat, you know, how does that make sense to put a solar panel over it? And, you know, we're just not really necessarily getting real clear answers there, but that's why we're there. We're trying to really represent our producers in Montana as well as the whole West.
The Montana Stock Growers Association has submitted their comments questioning multiple facets of the BLM's utility scale solar development plan draft programmatic impact statement, which can be read on our website, northernag.net.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Hello, I'm Boyd Heilig, president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. We all know that there is plenty of work to be done at home. While I've got plenty of chores to catch up on here, I am proud that Montana Grain Growers Association brought forth four policies adopted by the National Wheat Growers to reduce burdensome regulations. Thanks to all farmers who are members of the Montana Grain Growers. I hope we make you proud, and we appreciate your support. Become a member today at mgga.org.
The Montana Department of Agriculture and the USDA, under a cooperative agreement, has announced approximately $1 million in Round 2 funding under the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. Through this agreement, USDA and Montana are working together to offer the funds through a competitive grant funding for those projects designed to build resilience across the middle of the supply chain. MDA Director Christy Clark said those interested in receiving a subaward should apply directly through the Montana Department of Agriculture by June 3rd. And a big congratulations goes out to the newly elected South Dakota State FFA officer team. A third of the team now actually hails from the Northern Ag Territory, including Ethan Hendricks of Rapid City Stevens FFA chapter being elected as the secretary and Ben Storm from Sturgis FFA receiving the sentinel position. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Mandy Schwab.